The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, Cillian Murphy has won another award. This time, though, it's on home turf, because over the weekend, the IFTAs took place in the Royal Convention Centre in Dublin, and they're going to be on our TVs tonight on RTE2 at 9:35. Henry McKean was there to capture the glitz and the glamour with lots of familiar shining lights in film and TV. Henry sent this report.
I'm here at the IFTAs celebrating Irish film. There's lots of glam, lots of glitz, and there's a host of stars, producers and directors, and it's very exciting.
I'm Baz. I'm hosting the IFTAs tonight, I think, for a little while.
And what does the IFTAs mean to you?
It's a night of recognition, I think, at the moment. The whole world is talking about the Irish film industry. Shocking as that is, it's a fact. And the people in this room tonight, they're the reason for that, you know. And they're also driving a new, younger generation of filmmakers and storytellers and writers and craftspeople and cameramen. And, you know, it's they deserve a night of recognition, and that is this night.
Katrina Balfe was nominated for Outlander in the Best Actress Drama category.
It's just really nice to be here. I don't get to come home very often. So to get to come home and sort of like see people I know and stuff.
Katrina, being here tonight, being in Ireland, you say, you mentioned family, it's about being family. And when everything is said and done, it is about family, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And for you, being here, being back home, being back in Ireland and celebrating Irish cinema, film, TV, how important is that to you?
Well, I think, as you can see, you know, Irish film and TV is doing incredible things right now. I mean, it has been for quite a while, you know, and I think that's a real testament to the amount of investment that goes into it. And that has to continue. You know, I think we really punch above our weight, and it's so lovely to see all of the great shows and films and even literature and everything. And I think it's an investment in the arts is so important, and I think in so many other places that's been forgotten. And it's just nice to see Ireland's kind of continuing to really support that sector.
Congratulations and thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here is Sharon Horgan, nominated for Lead Actress Drama for Best Interests.
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, a bit nervous, because they're always a bit nerve-wracking. Anything sort
and
of...
And there's a little bit of a chill in the air as well. And
bit of a what?
A bit of a chill.
Yeah,
and there's everyone's in a frog.
Lots of sun, but lots of goosebumps. No, I'm really excited. It's been another amazing year for Irish TV and film, so...
And you.
I'm excited to celebrate that. And me!
Neil, how does it feel to be here at the IFTAs and, you know, tell us about how you're getting on and how the Divine Comedy are doing?
Oh, you know, we're the Divine Comedy are about to stage a resurgence when I have got my finger out and made another record. I love being part of all of this. I really like having several jobs. I'm just greedy, you know. But, I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
No, you're right. The actual... I'm in a tuxedo, but I understand I'm wrong. You're right.
Oh,
it's supposed
no.
to be smart, and you're wearing a tweed jacket, a jumper, and a tie. You're smart. You are.
I've got a bit of an ink stain here, but I'm a writer, you know. That's what writers have on their corduroy. We've been redoing our house, and when I took my suits out of the suit bag, they were amazingly sort of crinkled and mildewed, so I had to make do.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
And congratulations tonight, and thanks for stopping.
No problem. Nice to see you.
Producers Ed Guiney and cinematographer Robbie Ryan from Poor Things and Element Pictures chatted on the red carpet.
Hello, Henry. How are you?
Henry.
Robin.
Henry's at my party.
Yay. I was at your Oscar party.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
It was great.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, sorry, we go down here. Oh,
so how does it feel to be here supporting Irish and having such homegrown Irish success and bringing it globally to the two of you?
It's great. No, it's nice to kind of, we've been on a bit of a journey with this for 6-7 months nearly.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to land back into Ireland.
Yeah.
And kind of just see an excitement that's still there for the film. Like the fact that people are still excited about this film is really, really brilliant.
Yeah. So you're very, very proud.
I am actually, yeah. I've been blessed to be involved with this film, yeah.
Delighted, absolutely delighted. And you know, just a brilliant year for another brilliant year for Irish talent and Irish cinema and Irish screen. So, yeah.
Neula Flanagan again.
Lovely to meet you,
Hello.
Fanula. Henry McKean from News Talk. How does it feel to be here tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are things? Hi. I should have said hi.
No, it's all right. It's great to be here. It's very exciting.
and what keeps you motivated? What keeps you wanting to get out there and act?
Oh God, act. I don't know. I mean, that's all I know how to do. So it's not that I'm multi-talented. That's what I do.
Kevin Backhurst, Director General of RTE, turned up.
Being here tonight, what does it mean? What does it mean for the industry?
I think it's really important that RTE are here. We've got a lot of nominations, you know, some brilliant dramas and films across the year we've been involved in, so really proud of what people have done.
Yeah. And I know you might not know the answer. How come you're not showing it live? How come we have to wait until Monday to see it on the TV?
I think that's the way we generally do it. It needs to be edited. Normally it goes on a long time, as you say, so that's how we've done it, and I think it's better for viewers to do it that way. So, yeah, I mean, that's just how it's been organised this year.
Things getting better in RTE?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. I think we're settling down a wee bit, coming out the other side. Yeah, hopefully, yeah. We've just got to look ahead now, get the strategy out, get the funding sorted.
Robbie Ryan won Best Cinematography for Poor Things and Element Pictures. I met him in the press room.
Apparently I've been nominated 6 times. You know that.
Congratulations.
You should know that, Henry.
I should. Okay, how does it feel? I mean, you know, tonight, yeah. You mentioned 6 nominations. Winning tonight.
You gave me that.
So I mean, it's been some season for you. It's been some season.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for sure this time. Yeah, Poor Things is a very special film. I think a lot of people really like it. It helps cinema get back on track. Nobody should be stop and go to the cinema. So I think to make a film like Poor Things, to be involved in a thing like Poor Things, is a big privilege, and I'm really blessed. And then Yorgos Lanthimos is such a visual director. I'm only really just taking this for him because he's the guy who designs the images. I'm just a lackey.
So.
It's true, he's the guy.
Just eyes back to me again.
You're the official one.
I'm the official, yeah. We're looking to me. Excellent. And last one like this. Perfect. Now to Jerry.
Right. Yeah.
Claire Dunne won for Kin in the lead actress category for drama.
You talked about, I suppose, you know, playing a crime and a crime family. What is it you like about that, and why do you think viewers also love it?
I think it's just like the shadow side, the dark side. I think people love to see that in their screens sometimes because, I don't know, it's a bit cathartic, gets rid of some of the stress. It's just that, like, it's not your typical gangman drama because it goes into the more humane aspects of what it actually is like to be in that world and how stressful it can be, like, and the reality of it is much more, like, he kind of shows the day-to-day life of it, and I just really love that, and I've never seen that in a script. In fact, the first time I ever read a Kin script, I remember sitting down reading it, and then I didn't move for about 2 hours. I don't think I even drank water. I was just in the script. I was completely in it. And I think that's what gripped me, and that's what's gripping audiences.
Stephen Ray received a Lifetime Achievement Award. I spoke to him in the press room.
So how does it feel winning tonight? How do you feel? You said in your acceptance speech, you said the crying game changed everything.
Well, what I meant in a superficial way was that, of course, love scenes could now be similar sex things. That's what started. People suddenly realized, oh, a man can love a man, you know. Not that I do, actually. I love my sons, but I don't. But anyway, that, you know, so that the beauty of that piece of art that Neil created is that it offers future for people, you know. He offered future for the Irish people as well when this man who's in the IRA realizes it's not doing enough for him, it's not enough. So that's what the artist always offers, more opportunities.
And winning this now, this time in your life, how does it feel? Do you think you should have perhaps waited a few more years or got it a few more years earlier?
If it had happened later, it might have been a posthumous award. So I'm not giving anything away, but like, it's as well I got it now.
Stephen Ray there, picking up a Lifetime Achievement Award, ending Henry McKean's report from...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.